As always, Anthony, it's good to talk to you and welcome along to the Score programme. First up, Finn Harps, of course, on the road tomorrow night. It's an awful long trip, so does the whole way to Cove. But as they make that trip down south, they'll go into the game off the back of a very, very encouraging performance against St. Patrick's Athletic last week in the Cup, and one of their best performances of the season, will be fair to say, Anthony.
Yeah, very much so, Ashin. A very positive performance against Pats, you know, going down narrowly to a 2-1 defeat. And bearing in mind as well that Harps have been in the back of a dreadful run, you know, the last six games previous that, you know, they'd only, the only game they'd won was against Skerries in the Cup, and they drew with Wexford. You know, so they'd drawn, they'd lost five games in that period as well. So, and that was on the back of a very positive run of games where they'd won three in a row before getting a draw with Galway. So things look to be on the up. But I suppose it's just been typical of what Finn Harps season has been like. You know, with a new young squad in the first division of the League of Ireland, which is always difficult. And I think the best thing about last Friday night was the positive performance. And, you know, people left there, and I've been talking to people during the week about how unlucky Finn Harps were and how well they played. And now they're going into the last six games of the season, and they'll be looking to bring that positivity into the end of these games. And starting with this, you know, the long trip to Cove, who, to be fair to Cove, they've been very good this year. They're sitting in third in the league. I know there's a massive gap between the first two, Galway and Waterford, but, you know, Cove have certainly been the best of the rest, and, you know, it's going to be a really difficult game tomorrow night.
Yeah, because it's a long trip, and Cove obviously looking to secure a playoff spot, and that can happen. Would a 1-1 draw, a 0-0 draw, or a score draw, whatever sort of draw it is down there, do you think the management will be happy enough given the type of game that it's going to end up being and the fact that you're so long on the road?
Yeah, Finn Harps have been going down there, and I'm sure, you know, Dave Rogers, knowing him and Darren Murphy and the way they prepare their teams, like, they'll never settle to go down and play for a draw. Like, they'll be going down and be looking for 3 points, and it's just the nature of the pair of them. But you know, there'll be a wee bit of optimism there as well, Ashin, because Cove Ramblers, you know, for a team that's sitting in third in the league, they have conceded 44 goals this season. You know, so there'll be opportunities there for Finn Harps, and they'll feel that they can make some chances and finish them off. But I think, you know, they've got to be going down, and it's like any team when you're struggling down near the bottom of the league, you've got to stay in the game as long as possible. And by doing that, there you can't give away silly mistakes. You need every player to be playing an 8 or a 9 out of 10 performance. And Finn Harps got that last week, and it's about bringing a bit of consistency into the team now for the last six games of the season, and they'll be looking to finish the season as strong as possible.
Yeah, obviously a couple of home games left to come in those six matches as well, but Harps will be hoping to build on last week down in Cork on Friday night, a match that we will have updates from here on Highland. Tom Stafford will be on duty tomorrow night. Kickoff to that game is at 7:45. Some of the other matches, of course, Wexford against Bray Wanderers, Longford Town play second place Waterford, Galway United the leaders, it's top against bottom, Galway making the trip to Tralee to take on Kerry FC, and Treaty United are also playing Athlone Town. We'll move into the Premier Division, Anthony, and it's always nice to have a derby, something that Finn Harps supporters have been craving this year, and there really hasn't been one, because if you're going to call a derby, it would be against Longford, but there hasn't been a North West derby this year for Harps. But there has for Derry, and the last of those of the season is going to be at the Showgrounds against Sligo Rovers at tomorrow night. These derbies can always be entertaining, feisty affairs, so they can, aren't they?
They can, yeah. And, you know, as somebody who played for both Finn Harps and Sligo, like, they're big games. Either it's, you know, Finn Harps, Derry, Sligo Rovers, they are big games, and there's an awful lot at stake in terms of local pride and everything. But Derry are pushing hard on Shamrock Rovers for the league title, and, you know, I can't help but think and look at Derry's season that they'll be, you know, while they've done well and they're, you know, they have a bit of a cushion, and from second place to third over Pats, a 4-point cushion, But I just think, you know, over the course of the season, I think Shamrock Rovers have been a wee bit inconsistent in terms of like the amount of games that they've actually drawn. And I think this was a season where the league was there for somebody. If somebody could put a really good run of form together, they could have capitalised on Shamrock Rovers' inconsistency. Derry have been the team that have been the closest to them. But I can't help but think that Derry City will be a wee bit disappointed and frustrated at the amount of points that they've dropped over the course of the season.
Yep. Do you think the chance is gone then for Derry off the back of last week? Because some would feel that they had to win that game last week if they were going to make a charge at it. Would you agree with that? Maybe their chance is gone now, or listen, anything can happen in football is the other side of it.
I just keep thinking that Shamrock Rovers at some stage have to go and put that 4 or 5 game winning streak together. Now they haven't done that so far, really, and they've allowed Derry hang on to their coattails. Derry last week, I watched a good bit of it, you know, flicking between the games and that. But Derry last week played as well as I've seen Derry play for quite a while, and it was certainly an opportunity last week for them to close the gap. And the manner in which they conceded the equalising goal will certainly be frustrating for Rory Higgins. And this weekend's going to be a big weekend because, as you said earlier, Roisin, like the derby between Sligo Rovers and Derry, and you know Sligo are, you know, they're down near the bottom of the league. They're third from bottom, but they're relatively safe in terms of like they've got a 6-point gap over Cork City and second bottom. And you know Shamrock Rovers have an away game at the Bowl in Belfield against UCD. So you'd imagine Rovers will pick up 3 points there, and you know this could be a make or break weekend for Derry City.
Yeah, and the other games this weekend, Shamrock Rovers away to UCD, top against bottom. St Pat's play Dundalk, Shelburne to go on Cork City, and Drogheda United play Bohemians. And I think it's fair to say, just finally on that Premier Division, Anthony, if Derry are going to win it, they have to win all 6 of the remaining matches.
I think so, Washington. I'd agree with Air, because as I said to you earlier, like we're waiting all season for Shamrock Rovers to put that run of victories together that they are capable of. And, you know, good teams will put runs like that together when they have to. And you're right, to go back to your previous point, I do think like last week was probably an opportunity missed for Derry City.
Okay, well, that's the League of Ireland. We'll just step into the Donegal Junior League. Anthony, you are, of course, the director of football at Letterkenny Rovers. 3-3 at the top of the First Division. Things going very well to the start of the campaign. Junior Cup action this weekend against Carndonagh. And I suppose, given that you're one of the sides that dropped down from the Ulster Senior League and are now trying to make it up through the ranks of the Donegal Junior League, would the club have aspirations of being involved at the top end of the Junior Cup and this season?
Absolutely, Oisin. I mean, you know, you enter every competition with the hopes of going as far as you can, and like we're no different to some of the other clubs that would have dreams and aspirations of going far in the competition. But to be fair, like, you know, and it's something we've tried to get the players to focus on, and that's no more than one game at a time, because, you know, once you start going deeper into competitions, and then once you start looking too far ahead, you take your eye off the ball. And, you know, we're trying as best as possible to get the players to focus on the next game, which is Carndonagh in the Cup, and to be looking no further than beyond that game. The games we've played so far, I mean, you're right, you touched on that we've won 3 games in a row, but, you know, it shows the quality that's in the league, because the games that we've had have been the games that at any time, Oisin, they could have gone either way. And, you know, but in saying that, we've been delighted with the start that we've had.
Okay, listen, Anthony, as always, we appreciate you joining us on the Score programme. And as always, enjoy the football at the weekend.
Thanks, my dear Oisin. Thank you.